Senate come to order. First item of business this afternoon is introduction, reading, and reference of bills. Oh, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. All right. Senate File 98, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 98, Motor Vehicle Lemon Law, sponsored by Senator Perkins, an act relating to trade practices.
Senate File 98 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 102, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 102, I-80 tolling, sponsored by Senator Case, an act relating to highways.
Senate File 102 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 97, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 97, Eligibility for Medicaid, sponsored by Senator Scott, and act relating to Medicaid.
Senate File 97 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Reports from Standing Committee.
January the 10th, 2013, Mr. President, your Committee Number 7, Corporation Election Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred Senate File 5, Insurance Limited Lines, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. I, Senators Case, Hines, Johnson, Nutting, and Scott, Senator Case, Chairman. January the 10th, 2013, Mr. President, your Committee Number 7, Corporation Election Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred Senate File 13, Uniform Commercial Code Revisions, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. I, Senators Case, Hines, Johnson, Nutting, and Scott, Senator Case, Chairman. January the 10th, 2013, Mr. President, your Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 33, Search and Rescue Program Donations, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. I, Senators Barnard, Burns, Christensen, Kraft, and Driscoll, Senator Burns, Chairman. January the 10th, 2013, Mr. President, your Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 41, State Parks ATM Donations, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. I, Senators Barnard, Burns, Christensen, Kraft, and Driscoll, Senator Burns, Chairman. January the 10th, 2013, Mr. President, your Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 40, Cultural Trust Fund Board Membership, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Barnard, Burns, Kraft, and Driscoll. No, Senator Christensen, Senator Burns, Chairman. January the 10th, 2013, Mr. President, your Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 43, State Parks Acquisition of Lands, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. I, Senators Barnard, Burns, Christensen, Kraft, and Driscoll, Senator Burns, Chairman.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, we're at that order of business, consideration of bills on general file. Excuse me. Senator Burns.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Senate File 40, Cultural Trust Fund Board Membership, which is sponsored by the Joint Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources Interim Committee, has an appropriation, so I would ask that you re-refer it to Committee Number 2, Appropriations.
Without objection, that bill will be referred to Committee Number 2. Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, barring objection, I would like to ask for a re-referral on Senate File 53, Partition Action Subject to Subdivision Laws, to Travel, Wildlife, Wild Cultures, Cultural Resources, Committee 6.
Without objection, what was the number of the bill? Senate File 53 will be re-referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Now, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that we return and back to Committee of the Whole.
You're working on it, aren't you?
Actually, I decided to start changing it. You know, I was going to say we're going to resolve ourselves back into Committee of the Whole, but I like the word return. I was trying to figure out how to get it in there. Didn't work out right.
Aye. Oh, all those in favor say aye. We're all working on this a little bit.
Oh, he's there. Okay.
Thank you.
Committee of the Whole, please come back to order. First bill for our consideration is Senate File 24. Will the reading clerk please read the bill?
Senate File 24, Partnership Challenge Loan Program Interest Rate, sponsored by the Minerals Committee, an act relating to economic development. It was referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals Business Economic Development. Reports back with a favorable recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Anderson, O2, Cole, Cooper, Hines, and Ruffa. Senator Hines, Chairman.
Heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Senator Hines?
Excuse me. Recommendation on Senate File 24. I move the bill, and there are no amendments. What this bill does is address the interest rate on partnership loan programs, on the loans that are taken out. And the bill itself is, you'll see there on the bottom of page 1, line 15, 16, and the top of page 2, it sets the loan rate, which is currently at 4%, can be no lower than 4%. And what this bill would do would set the loan, they would consider the prime rate as listed in the Wall Street Journal on the day of the closing and reduce that by 0.25%, and that would be the new loan rate. And this brought about, my understanding is that at the current rate of interest and the way business is, there haven't been any demands or very little demands for this loan, for a challenge loan. And we have the money already appropriated in this program to, I think there's a virtually $5 million available. And this then would set it up where the business council could accept applications, and if they chose an applicant, the loan would be set up at this rate, which it amounts to virtually, as I understand it, at this point, it would probably be a 3% loan, the prime interest rate being 3.25%, and then there is other charges that goes to the person that's getting the loan, the business getting the loan. They have to pay the service fee and the bank participation fees. So it is expected that the loan at that point would come to about 3%. And as I stated, if the idea of this is to get more applications, they anticipate maybe $1 million for the per year for the next 3 years, and then that the interest and the repayment, of course, goes back into the account. But basically, pretty straightforward, just a reduction in the loan rate. If there's questions, I'll try to answer them.
Question being called. All those in favor of Senator Hines' motion that when the committee of the whole rises to report, they do so with a favorable recommendation of Senate File 24, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. Okay. Senate File 24 has passed the committee of the whole. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 73. Will the reading clerk please read the bill, and this does have a standing committee amendment.
Senate File 73, Unemployment Insurance Federal Compliance, sponsored by the Labor Committee, and Act Relating to Unemployment Compensation. It was referred to Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, reports back with a favorable recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Anderson, 28, Senators Kraft, Nutting, Peterson, and Scott, Senator Scott, Chairman.
Heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Senator Scott?
Mr. Chairman, I move in the committee of the whole rise and report it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 73 do pass. There was a standing committee amendment, and I ask it be read in at this time.
Reading clerk, please read the amendment.
Senate File 73, Standing Committee Amendment Number 1, page 3, line 19.
Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman, I move adoption of the Standing Committee Amendment, and to explain both the Standing Committee Amendment and the Senate file, I yield to Senator Nutting.
Senator Nutting.
Mr. Chairman,
Yes, Senator Nutting. Go ahead.
This bill is important to meet federal compliance, as well as to cut down fraud in unemployment recipients. The Act starts out with some definitions. Erroneous payment is any payment that should not have been received by the unemployed person. Pattern of failure means repeated failure of the employer to send in reports in a timely manner. So the first part deals with failures of the employee. If the employee is receiving benefits fraudulently, that they can then be, that person can be, according to this bill, can be required to repay the amount of money that they received. Previously, a penalty was assessed of 5%. In compliance with federal requirements, that percentage of penalty is being increased to 20%. Those funds will be divided then between the Employment Security Revenue Account and the Unemployment Trust Fund. The section on page 4, beginning on line 6, then deals with the employer. And deals with reports that are to be filled in a timely manner. Any inconsistency that seems not to flow correctly in this is because sections that are not changed are not in the bill. But they will be retained in the statute and makes the entire bill flow more fluidly and certainly makes more sense. Part of the dealing with the employer is when they will are not their unemployment account is to not be charged if the money is paid fraudulently to the employee and it's at no fault of the employer. One of the changes that was made by the committee, it was on page five, line 10, and that is to specify that the Department of Employment will acknowledge in writing or electronically. The words "or electronically" were inserted in there. Sometimes the reports that are received by the department may be thousands a day, and said to respond to those, each of those in writing would be cumbersome and expensive. So the amendment was put in there to allow the department to respond electronically. So if this bill were to be not passed, then we would be out of federal compliance and the state of Wyoming would not be able to meet their obligations to pay unemployment payments. So it is a very important bill in order to continue to serve our unemployed persons and continue to be in federal compliance. I stand for any questions.
Senator Nutting, there is a standing committee amendment. Would you like to dispose of that first, or how would you like to do that? That we need to vote on.
Yes, I move acceptance of the standing committee amendment.
Okay. Is there any discussion on the standing committee amendment? Okay, seeing none. All those in favor of Senator Nutting's motion to adopt the standing committee amendment, amendment number one to Senate File 73, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Okay, that motion is passed. Now we're back on the bill. So, is there any discussion on the bill? Seeing none. All those in favor of Senator Scott's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, that it do so with the favorable recommendation of Senate File 73, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Senate File 73 has passed the Committee of the Whole, and that clears the desk, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, or Mr. President. Hearing that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Thank you. Motion is passed.
Don't we have to, didn't we have to adopt the Committee of the Whole report? Where's that? Okay. The reading clerk will read the Committee of the Whole report.
Mr. President, your Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration bills on general file, begs leave to report as follows. Senate File 3, do pass. Senate File 10, do pass. Senate File 12, do pass. Senate File 23, do pass. Senate File 24, do pass. And Senate File 73, do pass, amended. Senator Cooper, Chairman.
Senator Cooper. Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the Committee of the Whole report.
You've all heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried and the report has been adopted. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. President, I move that we stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Friday, January 11th.
Announcements. Senator Scott.
Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in the normal committee room. Senate File 84, Wyoming Health Insurance Pool Premiums. Senate File 83, Medicaid Fraud Recovery. Senate File 60, Medicaid Reform. And our plan, Mr. President, is that at 9 o'clock we'll go to the Medicaid Reform and get started on that. I doubt we'll even get through the explanation on the bill. There will be, that will be carried over to a later meeting, and there will be ample opportunity for public testimony, but it probably won't come tomorrow.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, your committee number 5, Agriculture, Public Land, and Water Resources, will meet in about 15 minutes, so it'll be a quarter of 3 in S-15 to take up Senate File 7, Conservation District Spatial Expertise, Senate File 20, State Land Transactions, Senate File 31, Veterinary Medical Practice Act.
Senator Hines.
Mr. President, your committee number 9, Minerals, will meet tomorrow at the noon recess, 15 minutes after the recess, to take up Senate File 22, Uniform Consumer Credit Code Amendments, Senate File 26, Authorization for Certain Radioactive Waste Facilities, and Senate File 52, Natural Gas Vehicles.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, your committee number 4, Education, will meet tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, Hurster Building, room 1699, to hear Senate File 104, Education, State Administration, and Senate File 8, School Capital Construction Capacity.
Senator, Mr. Vice President.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, will meet at 3 p.m. today in the Joint Appropriations Committee Room 214 to further discuss budget items and agencies. Then we'll start at 7:30 in the morning in the Room 214 to go through more agencies and budget items. Then at 30 minutes after the noon recess, we will meet in S-13, the Senate Appropriations Committee Room, to talk about re-referrals on Senate File 40 and possibly Senate File 104.
Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, your Judiciary Committee will meet Friday, January 11th, tomorrow at 8 a.m. in Room S1 to finish up on Senate File 15, Inmate Transfers. That's a carryover from Wednesday. Senate File 11, Circuit Court Magistrates. Senate File 14, Correctional Industries. And Senate File 17, Community Juvenile Services.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, Committee Number 12, Rules, will meet tomorrow morning at 9:30 to discuss Wyoming Senate Rules. 9:30.
Mr. Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Corporations would like to announce that there'll be an informal non-business meeting. It's a primer on telecommunications issues. Starts at 7:30 in Room 302. Everybody's invited. There's no free beer. There's no anything, but you might have some coffee, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any further announcements? You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, no. Senate stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Friday, January 11th.